To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Now, if you've ever stayed in a premium hotel, you know the mattresses are excellent and often provide a good night's sleep. They're so good at premium hotels that you want to find a way to smuggle them out the door with you when you leave. Well, without smuggling anything, you can now get the best mattress in America shipped right to your home and save up to $200. Helix has created several different high-quality, all-American-made mattresses to fit your particular style of sleep. They've got soft, medium, and firm mattresses that'll keep you cool even if you sleep hot. And they were just named the number one best overall mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazines. So if you do one thing this weekend, take their two-minute online quiz to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress just for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save $200. Plus, you'll get a 10-year warranty and a 100-day free trial. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, this is the most interesting Right Stuff segment for us. You know, the world lost Anthony Bourdain just over 3 years ago. The former chef turned author turned television star rose to international consciousness quickly with his two television series called No Reservations and later Parts Unknown. Cranky, liberal with the F-bomb, but always sharp-eyed and wildly enthusiastic about learning new cultures and experiencing the foods of those cultures, Bourdain was one of a kind. His assistant for many years, he called her his lieutenant, was Lori Wolliver. And in 2017, the two of them sat down to begin outlining a book, sort of a guidebook about the places Bourdain loved the best. Following Mr. Bourdain's death, Ms. Wolliver eventually picked up the project and through judicial use of past TV episodes, as well as submitted writings from Bourdain's brother, traveling companions, and crews, the result is a new book and instant bestseller titled World Travel, An Irreverent Guide by Anthony Bourdain and Lori Wolliver. Lori, welcome to the show, and congratulations on what must have been a meticulous corralling of information. Can I put it that way?
Sure, yes, and thank you for having me. It was absolutely a meticulous corralling of information. That's a great way to put it. There was a lot of material to go through. You know, Tony was on television for close to 18 years, and a lot of travel, you know, circled the globe many, many times. He wrote a number of books. There is a lot of material out there, which was very useful for me in putting this book together in a way that I hadn't intended to when we initially started the project.
I introduced you by saying it's not really a guidebook, but it is a guide to Tony Bourdain's world, world he discovered when he was doing TV shows or visiting for other reasons. And the book is divided. First of all, it's sprinkled with some delightful sketches. And the book is divided into cities and countries from Argentina to Vietnam, to be exact. I know you had to leave. I saw Thailand wasn't in there, for example. I know you had to leave a lot out. Were these his favorite places?
I would say in general, these were some of his favorite places. He did love Thailand, and Thailand, as you noted, is not in the book. It had been so long since he had been in Bangkok, and what he shot in northern Thailand made for very entertaining and hilarious television, but wasn't necessarily right to create a chapter of travel advice around. So those were the kinds of decisions that I had to make and that we had to make in putting the book together. There just simply wasn't enough room to include everything, so we really tried to focus on the things that Tony loved, that he had very vivid memories of things that he could recall off the cuff, you know, the bar, the restaurant, the market, the hotel, the just the places that really stuck with him throughout his long career as a traveler.
Yeah, I think I should point out that there is very practical information on restaurants' names and where to stay and sometimes what to avoid, but where to eat. There is something, having done a bunch of PBS shows myself, I know that there's this phenomenon of when you put something on national, or in his case, international television, restaurants can get flooded with people who have to do it, just like Tony Bourdain did. And that has an effect, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, I write about it in the introduction to the book, and I call it the Bourdain effect. And it was something that was sort of unpredictable, and you could see in some cases it really was a boon to a business to have Tony come in with his camera crew and shine a spotlight on this, what the business was doing. And it meant that for years and years afterwards, people would be lining up to get in and they would sell out of food, and it was a great thing for a business. Sometimes, though, it wasn't great. Sometimes it sort of disrupted the fragile ecosystem of a place that had been sort of under the radar, and that made it, what made it so great was that it wasn't so well known. And when the people who came and wanted to do what Tony did came in numbers, it changed the atmosphere of a place.
Sure.
And that was, as I wrote in the introduction, that was really a risk that every business had to assess for themselves whether or not to participate.
We only have about 40 seconds left, but I got to say, I interviewed Tony a lot for both print and other media, and mm-hmm. I met with him quite a bit, but we certainly weren't friends. But it seems to me that you really captured his voice that I hear him speaking in this book in 30 seconds. Tell mm-hmm. me how you did that.
Well, I had access to so much of his writing, and I had access to all of his television shows. So I really just steeped myself in all of the wonderful work that he left behind for us. And just took out the best parts, the parts that would be useful to people and the parts that might make people feel a little bit like he's their travel guide, even though he's no longer with us.
And you had the honor of working with him. The book is called Travel, An Irreverent Guide by Anthony Bourdain and Lori Wooliver. Lori, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.